This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Here on RBN. We hope everybody's having a great weekend and enjoying the show so far. We are taking calls this hour. Our caller number is 1-512-248-8252. Okay, gentlemen.
And we have our first caller on the line. Jeff and Matthew.
Go ahead.
I'm 5.
Oh, thank you very
good
much.
Good morning, Jeff.
Well, first off, I ordered some masks from your company. And I have the first batch of masks, which are very, very good. The breathable mask, great mask. So kudos to that. Well, here is my main comment. You're welcome. Now, here is my main comment, which is there was a bill that passed the House called HB1. It's called For the People Bill, For the People Act. And basically, if this thing goes through the Senate, this is what's going to happen. Mail-in voting will be nationalized across the country. The Democrats will have a foothold in this country forever. That means people like us, conservatives, we're going to be whistling past the graveyard. I've been calling into talk shows for decades, since my 20s, and I'm 50 years old right now. And the sad part is we're getting older, and there's nobody taking our place. And I live in a very blue state, so I see this happening in real time, where the local police are getting pretty much castrated in what they can do and what they can't do. I'm seeing a decline of our country, and I also see, like in Eastern Europe, your move up in the world has to do with how much you kiss the feet of the party politicians, the party left, the whatever you call it. If you don't kiss their feet, you don't move up. That is it. So here is the four responses to what I see if this bill goes through on a national scale. Four responses. First, like in communist Cuba, you can pack your bags and leave the country, like in communist Cuba. Second, you can submit to the system, and if you get favor from the party officials, you move up. Or you might not move up. Depends on whether they want to give you the promotion or not. If not, then
exactly.
You're on the bottom for the rest of your life. Number three, you resist. You openly resist. But if you openly resist, like in a communist country, you get arrested and put into the gulag for decades. And if you're lucky, you might get out and write a book similar to Alexander Solzhenitsyn in the Gulag Archipelago, where he chronicles what life is like in a gulag. Or maybe not. If they want to do away with you quick, they just lead you to the pit, put a bullet in your brain, and that's the end of you. So you can resist. Or, number three, in Augusto Pinochet's Chile, if you're a general above, you stage a counter-revolution against the communist government of Salvador Allende, overthrow it, and establish a right-wing dictatorship, and that's what happened in Augusto Pinochet's Chile.
Here's yes, it did.
All of these four options stink. I do not want to think about it. The best remedy is that this bill gets stopped in its tracks, because if not, we will literally not have a voice. Talk radio will be living on borrowed time. All forms of conservative radio will be off the air, whether it's RBN, GCN, or whether it's the mainstream shows like Sean Hannity and et cetera. Everything will be shut off unless you are the official party news like in a communist country. So if you want to know America's future, look to communist countries like South Africa, like North Korea, like China, like Eastern Europe, they're all the same. They don't change their model. And this revolution by the Bidens is modeled after communism. Nothing more, nothing less.
Well, I agree with you, Jeff. Now, Jeff, let me say something. You mentioned South Africa. Now, yes. South Africa, 20 years ago or so, was one of the best countries in the world economically. You know, they complained about apartheid, but in reality, the native population lived better then than they do now. And they came in, like you said, with a communist government. And, you know, they're collectivizing the farms. There's not enough food now. I don't know what's happened with the gold mines. But apparently, I don't know if all that money's going to the government or what. But, you know, what used to be a very nice country for everybody, and pardon my French, but it's turned into a shithole.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the S word on radio, but I get where you're coming from. But the thing is, I have a friend of mine from Angola who told me what happened in Angola before the invasion and afterwards.
Right.
When Angola got invaded by the Cubans and the Russians, they slit the stomachs of the people open. And you see in the same pattern that happened in Angola before the invasion is happening in America right now. Everything. The delocalization of the police, that's happening. The nationalization of the police, that's coming. Number three, when martial law is called in, the police are taken out of the equation. That's coming.
Right.
And then you have the military take over the place of the police. And then you have the United Nations and contractors take the place of the military. And then after
okay,
that,
Jeff, sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but you're out of time. We got the five-minute rule in effect. Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling. Next, we go to Glenn in Michigan on...
Hey, hello.
I think we lost Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. Are you there?
And the connection broke off.
Okay, connection broke off. Understood.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yes, I can hear you now.
I wanted to circle back to gardening, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
I have about a dozen fruit trees, primarily pear, apple, cherry, plum, apricot. My pear trees do fine. My apricots and plums, they last about 5-6 years, and then they die off, but they come up good. But my apple trees and my cherry trees, the last 4 or 5 years, and they're probably a good 15 years old, they've been succumbed to this fungus with black dots on all the apples. I talked to another talk show host a little while ago, and they recommended a mixture of hydrogen peroxide and water to spray on it. What's your take?
Rick, do you want this one, or do you want me to go there?
Well, I'll be brief, and then you can add to that. If this is what I think it is, this will turn out to be a disease. Which I think, I'm not sure, I'm not an apple expert, but I've had the same thing happen. I was told that it was a disease that is transmitted back and forth between cedars or junipers and the apple tree, and I don't think that you're going to cure it. I think it is essentially a virus. Tim, what would you think?
Well, I agree with what you said.
Tim, I don't mean to cut you off, but you think it is a virus between cedars and junipers? I probably got about 50 cedars planted around my house.
What's recommended is, and I know this is impossible, for most people. But they recommend you plant apple trees no closer than a quarter mile to cedars. And that could easily be impossible for you. I don't know how much land you have. What I got out of North Carolina, and this is 20 years ago, was a apple that was super resistant, and I don't even know the name. It looks like a Honeycrisp, but it's not. Tastes like it, too. But a super disease-resistant apple. I bought them as four-foot whips, and now they're more than 30 feet tall. And I've never gotten that virus. Now, on the pears, I've gotten fire blight, you know, where the leaves turn, right, you know, absolutely black completely. And
that's exactly what happens. What's funny, that happened to my apple trees and my cherry trees, but not my pear trees.
Wow.
There is a spray out there. I think it's called fire blight spray. And I'm trying to think. It's a common antibiotic you spray them with that is really not used for humans much anymore. It's not penicillin. For the life of me, was it erythromycin? You can buy it in the form of fire blight spray, you know.
It's like tetracycline or something like that?
Something that's just not really used anymore. We've got antibiotics that are much more advanced than what they're using for this. But, you know, if you look up fire blight spray, you'll find you may get some relief out of that. I don't know. It may be easier than killing all your trees and starting over. I don't know.
Well, I'm in my geographic location is in southern Michigan, so we do have extremely humid summers between the Great Lakes.
Yeah, right.
So I was wondering one other thing as far as treatment on that, and then I have one quick question after that. Any other, I hate to use, antibiotics and everything else. I've heard also about I'm just wondering if you tried any of these things in the past, like a copper sulfate solution.
Wow, that's a fungus killer. I'm not sure this is a fungus, so... Yeah, I mean, that's something that you would use on maybe roses or grapes, but I just couldn't possibly tell you if that would work. What you might do is check with your local university and see what their ag department says. Yeah, Tim.
All right. Ken suggests neem oil. What do you think?
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh.
It's smelly. Right, it is.
Yeah.
It will kill aphids and it will kill fungus, or it will suppress them. It's not very potent because it's natural. It probably will have no effect on a virus whatsoever. I would probably check with your university extension. They will have in your area, and I will bet you'll get better information than I can give you.
Good, thank you. I will do that. I'm not too far from University of Michigan, and they have several.
I would. Extension numbers they should
here.
Know, really. Yeah,
yeah.
They should.
Second
know.
One, really. Second question, really quick. Zucchini, powdery mildew on zucchinis and squash. I mean, I've learned how to deal with it on tomatoes. You know, I just water underneath and trim them up about it. But on zucchinis, I've grown them here the last 4 or 5 years. It's just ridiculous. I've tried soapy water, and it kills the leaves.
No. You're adding to it. No, you want to call Haas Tools. You're going to pay for this. But you get their copper, spray. It's called liquid copper. It would be the same sort of thing, once again, that you would be using on a rose or a grape. But it controls. I use it on all of my squash, winter, summer, and on the tomatoes. Spray them every couple weeks. Or if we've got a rainy period, I'll go in and give them a quick rinse. You just mix it up in a pump sprayer and just spray the leaves, and it will keep that fungus under control. Maybe not 100%, but it certainly will be enough so they can get your crop in.
Liquid copper, and do you recommend a particular brand?
Go to Hoss Tools, H-O-S-S, HossTools.com. They have it in small bottles and big bottles. I'd buy it by the gallon. It's probably about $50 for a gallon, but the little bottles don't cost that much, and it goes a long way. I think it's a tablespoon per gallon, so it's not a big deal.
Okay, nice. All right, that was all I wanted to ask you. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. Appreciate your call. Call back anytime. Next, we go to Pat in Fort Worth on line 11.
Good morning. I was about to go somewhere, and I heard you talking about the flower, the red one, the leafy.
The cola.
I love those things. I love them. I'm going to get some. But what I wanted to tell you...
You can find them, but they're not going to be cheap. You really have to start looking right now. And I would look at professional greenhouses because sometimes they will sell you a flat of like 40 or 50 of them for $20. If not that, then if you buy them as individual plant, it's going to cost you about $4 a plant if you try to buy them as plants. And you just don't get very far at $4 a plant. At least I don't think so.
Oh, no, I don't want to. Texas, I was just going to get some seed, see if they'd grow.
I'm assuming I had to look at about 10 videos to figure out what they really wanted, because everybody wanted to stand around and mansplain, and scratch and tell you about their grandkids. Nobody wanted to get down to the point. So after a while, I finally figured out how to do it. But basically you're going to do it in a closed container. You're going to put the water in the bottom. If you have to do anything at all, just use a very light mist. I bought one of these little pump up things that just sprays a real fine mist on the top. But by and large, if you put the water in the bottom and you put the lid on loosely, you probably shouldn't have to add any water, for a week or two. And you should get germination by then. But don't cover them. Don't cover those seeds up, or you'll get nothing.
I don't even know what the seeds look like.
They look like powder. Yeah, they're very, very small. Make sure that you put on your mask. Put on your COVID mask while you're doing this, because if you sneeze, you're finished. You'll have to buy all more seed now.
Oh no, I like the seeds that you can wet them in the package until they sprout.
You wouldn't want to try this. No, these are very small.
But I wanted to say something about your little funny song you had a while ago about the Mercedes Benz.
Oh, Janis Joplin, yes.
You know what? Most people don't know this, that the Volkswagen, the BMW, all kind of companies were started under the Nazis with slave labor, millions of slave laborers. Most people don't know that.
No. That's why the real name of Volkswagen is Volkswagen, which means the people's car. It was my first vehicle. I had a green Volkswagen Beetle. That thing was amazing. Never got stuck in the snow. That was one of the best cars I ever owned.
I've always liked them. People don't know that China has a bunch of cars of their own, and they look like ours. I figured I was afraid that was going to be some kind of deal that they would come over, because I would be afraid to drive them. But the South Korean car, what do you call that?
You guys are going to have to hold on. We have a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
I think it's hard to...
Yes, I am. I'm real. I can taste and touch and see and feel. I'm alive.
likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Still there? Yeah, I was trying to think of the plant that you can plant out in your garden, and it runs all the bugs off. It smells really good.
Marigold?
Yes, well, marigolds.
I wouldn't say they smell real good, but okay. It definitely has a smell. Kind of. Oh, do you really? Kind of a weird smell, yeah. To me, it smells a little like a new car or something. I don't know.
Isn't that true, though, that you plant them out there and they'll run the insects out or plant them in your other pots?
They do that. Well, you know what I always love is when you see a video by a beginner gardener who puts marigolds out and says, I did this to attract the bees. And I'm like, well, in the first place, bugs don't like it, and I've never seen a bee on a marigold, so I don't know that you're going to get away with this.
Okay. Well, I think, we're just bugged to death with the ones that bite and the ones that eat your everything you got. So,
I think
orange peels do the same thing, right? If you dry the orange peels and put them out there, bugs won't come around.
No, we never have any of those left over. You know, we have pina colada Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So we never have. Yeah, I'm kidding. I'll tell you what I would suggest you guys do is lay your hands on some spinosad. I can't walk by a bottle without grabbing it. Spinosad is something like spinosad. It is for organic gardening, but it has almost the knockdown power of pyrethrin, which of course is a chemical from a mom. Yeah, you can. But spinosad is something you can use in your garden to get all the bugs off quick, and it's organic. You can drink the stuff. I don't recommend you do that, but you can. And it has great knockdown power. I'm a big proponent of spinosad.
Isn't pyrethrin bad?
There's another. It's brother, permethrin. Now there is a man-made form of pyrethrin called permethrin, and I use that for bug control out near the chicken coop. But that is a man-made. Yeah, you know, that's man-made, and I don't recommend you put that on your plants. Spinosad is probably the way that most people should go. Let's see, what is it? Spinosad. Spinosad is made by the it's ORMI, so it's for organic gardening, and it does work like a charm. 2 ounces a gallon. Comes in a 16-ounce bottle, so it really goes a long way. But it is, it's for organic. So, even if you're a listed organic gardener selling organic food to an organic market, you still get to use this.
Right. Well, thank you very much. I'll let you go.
Yeah,
thank you.
It works, too. It works great. Yeah, not at all. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Call in number, folks, 512-248-8252. Want to remind everybody that the 5-minute rule does apply. We are going to stop taking callers at 40 minutes past the hour so we can cover a few more things. Yep. But anyway, give us a call while you got time, and we'll try our best to answer your question.
Yeah. I don't need to go over every pepper and every Scoville unit that there is, so there's two pages. But let's talk about some of the ones people have heard, like Tabasco. Okay, Serrano pepper, 23,000. A Tabasco pepper, 50,000. Boy, there's a bunch of them. Let's jump on down here to habanero, 350,000. Scotch bonnet, which is another form of it, 400,000 Scoville units. Chocolate habanero, you're all the way up to 577. A ghost scorpion, a peach ghost scorpion, 750,000 Scoville units. The ghost pepper, just the plain ghost pepper, which I think comes out of India, I'm not sure, is 1 million Scoville units. Bear in mind, a jalapeno is 7,000. Yeah, I know it. That's not all. The Trinidad Scorpion, 2 million. The Carolina Reaper, 2.2 million. And Dragon's Breath and Pepper X. Pepper X is 300 million. 3 million Scoville units. So that's just something you don't ever want to put in your mouth.
Hey, Rick, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a break. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Hey!
when the music's over. When the music's over, yeah. When the music's over, turn up the lights, turn up the lights.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry, we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, Tim, you said you had an announcement, and after that we have a caller.
Yeah, we do have a caller, but real quick, folks, I just want to let everybody know that we've got a lot of masks in stock. The only thing we're actually out of is the black extra large, but they're being made right now. Should have them by Monday. So if you want to order these masks while the powers that be are allowing me to sell them, for us, Lori and I, actually she's taken over that part of the business. You know, go to rulesur.fivel.life. There is a link on the upper left-hand side. Click it, and you can learn everything about the mask. We also have, we brought back our survival library flash drives. I'll get it out here in a minute. Anyway, those flash drives are back. They're very popular. I've got plenty in stock, ready to go right now. So, if you want any of that stuff, get them while I'm still allowed to sell them, because the way things are going, I've got a feeling that I'm going to be shut down here pretty soon. I don't know that for a fact, and I'm hoping not. Anyway, we're going to go to Jim in New York on line 9. Good morning, Jim, or afternoon.
morning, everyone. Yeah, I strongly recommend the masks. I bought several months ago, and they're great. I haven't had one person, and I've been everywhere, who's said anything about it. Oh, is that a real mask? And they're terrific, and I strongly recommend everyone buy the masks. But a great product. The only thing is, one of them broke. Well, it's my fault. I wasn't paying attention. But even now, I'm still using it. I taped it. But a great product that I strongly recommend to the RBN audience. And terrific. Was I going to call?
Thank
you. I have a couple notes. Great thing to plant if you have a large property is the Illinois ever-bearing mulberry tree. It's
right.
Terrific. I strongly recommend it. The birds will eat a good portion, but I've found they're so fruitful that even with the birds, you'll get plenty to eat. And
I'll tell you one thing, the cardinals love them. We have got so many cardinals around here.
Yeah. Yeah, but even with them, you'll still get your share.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got several. They come up wild here. You know, they're almost a pest, but we've got lots of mulberry trees that I've left to grow that we didn't, you know, in places where they're not in the way. And I absolutely love them. My granddaughter loves them. Between that and the blackberries and strawberries, which she doesn't get her hands on, I try to get. And I don't think I got a single strawberry or mulberry last year because she has to pass her main tree going to the bus, and she gets every one she can.
Yeah, but it's a great plant. You don't even, after a year, you don't even have to water it. You just leave it.
Oh, that's true.
And they're just a great plant if you have the large property. What else? I made another point. Oh, yeah, Jeff made earlier, who called, made some excellent points. You know, I think everybody should register as a Democrat. You know, if you can't beat them, then join them. And since the elections are rigged and Democrats look like they'll win forever, join the Democrats. And that doesn't mean you have to vote for them in November, but it's just a thought. If you can't beat them, join them. What do you think?
Rick, I'll let you go here. I don't want to say what I'm thinking.
Well, what do I think? I think you're being glib, but I think you're right. Obviously, the election was rigged. I would also suggest that we are all de facto Democrats at this point. I'm not even sure I would call this a Democrat. I mean, there once were Democrats and Republicans, maybe 100 years ago. Now it is the nationalists or the patriots against the globalists or the deep state. It is
a full-on battle
between good and evil. But I will say one thing. It is my opinion that so many Americans are on some sort of government assistance that they're having a hard time finding a patriot who would vote for another patriot because they're afraid that they'll turn off their money spigot, which is exactly where the new UBI is going. Your social credit score will be directly linked to your universal basic income. So for the time being, look, let's be practical about this. I've said this probably 100 times. There's nothing you're going to be able to do about the situation that we're in. situation that we're in, and we'll talk more about that at the beginning of the next show, because I can see we're not going to get to the part of the show where we're talking about Wu, but the situation that we're in is the situation that we're in. And you have to adapt. You have to adapt and overcome whatever that might mean, and it will keep changing. The only constant will be that things will just keep changing. And if you're one of those people that can't roll with this, you'll get kicked to the curb in one way or another. So, yeah, I mean, you've got to find your own way now. And we've been saying it on this show for a very long time. Learn to grow food, get out of the system in every single possible way that you can. Don't mess with it, because it won't help you. At that point, if we can't have a fair election, then I guess voting is kind of ridiculous. Although I do think there will be a massive backlash the next election. I don't think that's going to go well for the Democrats, but I could be wrong. They certainly are tilting the playing field in their direction with their new legislation. So, I mean, that was more or less a long-winded answer for the shorthand version, which is I don't give a damn. You need to get right with God, take care of your family and yourself, be local, take care of your neighbors, keep an eye on them. I'd say back to the basics. God and read what's in the Bible and do what it says. You know, love God and treat your neighbor as yourself, and grow your own food. And if there's an alternative here, I don't see it. I certainly do not see one.
Well, you know,
I think
Rick,
I took up your five. I think I took up your time.
Well, we don't have any more callers waiting, and we can afford about 3 more minutes, I think. But we are not taking any more callers, folks. You know, Jim, what I kind of wanted to say was I think we're going to get down to the point where the Patriots are going to be forced to take action. All I can say is remember the words of our founders, you know, and I don't want to specify what that is on the air, but there's going to have to be action taken eventually. Anything else, Jim or Lori, did you want to make a comment?
No, actually, I'm good today.
Okay.
No, I don't. Americans are law-abiding. They try to be good citizens.
Oh, I agree.
I don't think there'll be any action from middle America until they're being actively murdered by government or government agents. Then they'll defend themselves if they can. But I don't see any, you know, and RBN and the alt-right, you hear all these guys, civil war. No.
Well, you know what they say, Jim?
Yeah.
What, you know, people don't turn to revolt until they have nothing left to lose.
Yes.
You know, when the current situation, or when a current situation reaches the point where the possibility of dying is better than living under whatever that current system is, that's when people take action.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Okay. I don't want to be rude, but we really do need to move along now.
Yeah, we do, Jim.
I've
taken my 5 minutes, and thank you very much. And you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jim. You too, buddy. Okay, Rick. Let's go ahead and go into what you wanted to go into.
Yeah, well, we'll probably have to continue this next week because the subject is a little larger than I have time for. But One thing is, when I did go into the dollar store, I have to cut through the pharmaceutical department, and I noticed that they had one and a quarter ounce tubes of the antifungal clotrimazole, which is a very effective one. This is the tube. This is a tube that is the size of travel toothpaste for a buck. You go into Walmart or Walgreens, they want $15 for that, for a tube smaller than that. So, you know, for those of you who are trying to set some stuff aside, do not ignore the dollar store. Go in there and see what's going on, especially over there in the meds where they got the triple antibiotics and all that. Buck for that. Buck for the clotrimazole, nice stuff. The brass typhon feeder, I learned a lesson about that this week. I did not rinse it out last fall. Even though it's a chunk of brass and it works like a charm, apparently there's a little flap valve in there, which if left with concentrated fertilizer on it, will stick. And I'm down in the hoop house spraying everything with water, thinking I'm feeding everything, and I go look in the bucket, and the fertilizer is not going down at all. And so I came up and I looked at it real closely and cleared it up. And sure enough, the valve was stuck. Now, there's a black rubber hose on this, which I told you folks a while ago I did not care for. And I took that off there and I put a clear quarter-inch tube on there so that when it starts to suck bright blue fertilizer, I'll see it just fine. And when it's out, I'll see that just fine. What you want to do is put a little water in that bucket and keep shooting water and make it suck up some clear water to clean it up. And with respect to bees, now, this is like the third or fourth year I have been threatening to catch a wild swarm. I mentioned, I think, last week that I got out the material called the Bee Commander, which is an attractant. It is the, what do they call that? It mimics the nasonol. It mimics nasonol, which is the chemical released by bees when they find a suitable hive. So you're going to get what's called a bait hive or a swarm trap and put it about 10 feet up in a tree, and you can follow the instructions there on the Internet. We can do more of this next week, but you'll take a cotton ball and put a few drops of lemongrass. Now, I will say, I probably will try to order some propolis, which is the other thing that they kind of like to see in a bait trap. Propolis would be the brown gluey wax that they glue like the lid down with when they're not, you know, just to irritate you. So a combination of lemongrass and propolis in your bait trap, 10 feet up. The great thing about catching a local swarm is these bees are obviously adapted to your local area because they have divided down. They've got a separate queen, and they're swarming. They're going to expand their territories by sending another queen out with a bunch of bees, and they will have a second hive. Then both hives will repopulate themselves to full size, and then probably swarm again the next spring. So there was a fellow I was watching some YouTubes on this, so we could talk about this. We'll do more of this next week. We still have plenty of time. I think here in the Midwest, the big swarm time is late April, early May. Guy put out six bait traps and caught 8 swarms. So a swarm, if you buy them, if you buy a hive of bees, it's like $300. So,
right.
You know.
Have you already got your nukes?
Say again, can't hear you.
Have you already got your nukes, boxes for beehives?
No, I got to get on up. I got to get on up to the farm supplies. Got them up here. I've got the beekeeper outfit and smoker, but I'm going to have to get some frames and a hive, and I don't think I'm going to waste time building a bait hive. I think I'm just going to hoist an 8-frame hive up into the tree, and I might even do that a couple times. I noticed that they want about $100 for one if you don't build it yourself, so I might just go ahead and do that. The 8-frame hive is the one. Some university has decided that a 7-liter, 47-liter box is the thing. An 8-frame hive which is 19 7/8 by 14 by 13 high. So it's about 20 by 14 by a foot high. Okay, so that would be the size of an A-frame hive. So you know, up that will go into the tree. I will order some propolis from Bruce's Bee Farm, and because and I think I said last week that I was playing with the Bee Commander, and if there's anything in the Bee Commander besides lemongrass oil, I can't find it. That doesn't mean there isn't a little nasinol in there or something. I don't know that there's not. Seeing as how I have two more vials, I will probably use that, but if I did not have that, I would probably just go ahead and use doTERRA lemongrass oil. So, you know, and they say, you know, the more hives, the more traps you put up, the better your chances. And we are heading right into that time for most of the United States. This is perfect time to put some traps out. You will have to put your baits on a few drops on a cotton ball or on one of those cotton discs that ladies clean their fingers with. Put that in a sandwich baggie, but leave that open and put that in the back of the hive before you hoist it up, and then put a couple drops on the floor inside the hole, inside the entrance, and that you don't want to overdo it. But that, right. If they're going to, believe me when I say they can find that. Bees are very good at that sort of thing. So that would be, I guess, about all that I would have to say on the subject of bees this week. If you've got bees, you would also want to put one frame in there that had old comb in it. But I do not have that. So I do not have anything available to me. So I will simply have to work without it. And
right.
So and we'll just see where that goes.
I got a question, Rick. Why would
yes.
you want to hoist your hive box 10 feet up? Most of them, in fact, all of them I've gotten have been 3.5-4 feet off the ground.
Well, no, yeah, no, they want the traps up that high. They want the traps up that high because the
swarms
and bees swarm.
Okay.
The trap. Yeah, no, you don't want your hives up there. If you once you get the bees, you'll bring them down and put them down where they belong. A lot of people just put them on a few concrete blocks or something along those lines. I will, you know, probably just put a metal post in the ground with a mounting plate on it and put it, you know, a couple feet off the ground. That way we don't have to worry about raccoons and all that nonsense. But
right.
Or maybe we still do, I don't know. But no, the bees swarm, and when they swarm, they'll land 15, 20 feet up. So when these bees send out their search drones, the bees that scavenge around looking for a hollow tree or something, that's kind of where they are. They're up there looking, you know, for an area in a place, in an area, in a height that they find advantageous or normal. And, you know, normally they won't hive up down low normally. I mean, a bee tree, usually they'll have a hole up higher. So the traps go up there. Traps go up there where they can be found by the drones
okay.
that they send out searching. So and then at that point, you know, you would, if you've got a if it's just a bait trap, you would bring it down and switch it over into a regular hive. We can talk more next week. You know, there are two kinds of hives. One is the traditional, where the frames are basically stacked horizontally, and then there's the what is it, Langstroth. The horizontal hives, which I prefer, and those frames going horizontally, and that makes a lot more sense from my point of view. So, you know, that's more of a thing that's 5 or 10 years old. The guy that kind of invented those, I think, teaches at a university somewhere here in Missouri, I think. His name, man, it doesn't come to me. He's like Russian, or I think he's Russian. But it's a newer concept in beekeeping, and I will probably, if I can't find that particular sort of hive at my local farm supply, I can get it from him offline. And if you do a YouTube search on horizontal hives, his name will come right up. And
sorry to cut you off, buddy, but it's time to close out the show. We got about 2.5 minutes max.
Oh, sorry, I just didn't hear that. I'm not hearing the music. Well, all right, give me 2 seconds here. My wife would love to kill that rooster. I think she would actually do it. I have a picture of her shooting the squirrel in her nightgown. No, the squirrel wasn't in her nightgown. I didn't. That's good. That's how you shoot yourself in the ass. Lord, make me an instrument. Lord, make me an instrument. Dang it. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Whether it's hatred, let me still love. Dang it. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant me that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardon that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Well, that's great, Rick. Thank you. Very appropriate.
No, that's okay.
All right, Lori, closing comments, sweetie.
Make it short. Just pray for our nation and, of course, our armed forces. We're going to need it, guys. Other than that, God bless, and thank everybody for tuning in. And thanks to Extendivite, our sponsor, and, of course, RBN, and Ken, our engineer.
Okay, folks, that's it for the week. You can hear the music playing. Same time, same channel next week. Pray for our nation, folks. We need it. May God bless you. Bye-bye.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.